Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Pete Sepp back on the show. Pete is president of the National Taxpayers Union and an original founding member of our Brain Trust. How about that? Yeah, all the way back to 1998. 17 years he's been hanging out with us. And he always, he and his organization works very hard, folks, to hold back the tide of bad actors who would like to overtax you and abuse you, and I don't know what we'd do without the NTU and the advocacy work that they've done for us. I know it's bad now, but I can't imagine what it would be like, Pete, if you guys weren't up there.
Well, we like to tell ourselves that, look, we are the first line of defense for taxpayers, but we need folks in the trenches with us if we're actually going to take the offensive. We've been able to do that in the past, but it's tough work here in Washington, D.C.
It really is. So let's talk about some things that are going on. One of the things you guys have done, you've been giving scores to presidential candidates on their spending agendas.
Yes.
So who would be the most dramatic on the Republican side?
Rand Paul, actually. He has proposed spending reductions that would effectively wipe out the federal deficit in the space of a year. Yes.
In a
very
year?
Few. Yes.
How do you
very
do that?
Few candidates can say that.
How would he do that?
Well, he has an entire slate of deep cuts in government, and in fact, we did a rundown on him. We found $483 billion worth of spending cuts in his agenda.
Wow.
One of the biggest centerpieces is what he calls the 1% Spending Reduction Act. And very simple, as its name implies, mm-hmm. he's looking at a 1% across-the-board reduction in most, not all, but most forms of federal spending.
Hmm.
And that alone would be a savings of over $260 billion. So that's more than half of his spending cut agenda in that one piece.
Is he going to get rid of some government jobs?
I do believe so, yes.
How do you make those deeper cuts without cutting some jobs? I mean, we need a smaller payroll in the federal government.
Yeah, an optimized workforce, definitely,
yeah.
Because there still remains so many challenges within the civil mm-hmm. service of the federal government to pare back unnecessary jobs and to optimize the efficiency of others who are working in
right.
government. I mean, the things like the management philosophy, Lean Six Sigma is just one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yep.
you can't. That is just a totally alien concept within the civil service.
Oh yeah, no, that's exactly right. And yet, it's what makes the world go round out in the marketplace. So, what about Hillary's spending agenda?
Well, we're looking at a very large increase in federal spending when it comes to Hillary Clinton. Now, the interesting thing here, Jim, is that the candidates are still being very, very cagey about exactly what they would do as president. So what mm-hmm. you got to do, actually, is go back into the records of candidates when they were in the Senate.
Right.
And in the case of Hillary Clinton, there's actually
do some forensics there.
Yes, a lot of proposals. In fact, her average agenda while she was in the Senate was about an increase of $226 billion per year.
Wow.
So contrast
per year.
Yeah, yeah, right. And contrast that with Rand Paul cutting spending by almost $500 billion. Hillary Clinton, while she was a senator, would increase it by about $226 billion.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a lot of difference.
Yes.
And of course, Bernie's going to be, Bernie Sanders, he's probably going to be spending more, isn't he?
Yes, in fact, he tops out
at socialist, folks.
Just over $1 trillion a year. And
what?
A lot, yes. A lot
where's
of that
money
going to
come
do...
from?
Yeah.
Has anybody asking him where's that going to come from?
Yes, and he claims, well, we'll just raise more taxes on the wealthy.
Yeah. Oh,
people
yeah.
need to understand the federal tax rate on the wealthy has gone up quite a bit.
It's already up. It's over 40%.
Yes, yes. I mean,
and that's not even counting. That's what's it? 39.5, not counting state and local.
That's 39.6 plus surtaxes.
Plus the surtaxes,
Obamacare.
Which is over 40.
That puts it over 40.
Right.
If you live in a state like California or New York or Iowa, where the top rate is 9, even 10%, you're looking at an effective tax
rate
of 50.
So, folks, when you're evaluating the candidates, listen to what they say about spending. And if they don't have a spending agenda one way or the other, then you can probably assume that they will have. They just won't tell you about it. Quick break. Right back with Pete Sepp. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.